Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. The need for health care continues to grow in the United States, but the ranks of people to provide that health care do not appear to be keeping up. There are plenty of reports about shortages of key health care professionals and plenty of efforts to fill those shortages by getting more people trained. Ashland Community Health Foundation in the Rogue Valley jumped on that training train a while ago, and now ACHF offers allied health scholarships to get people trained in skills needed in healthcare fields. Stephanie Rowland is the executive director of the Ashland Community Health Foundation and my guest in the studio. Stephanie, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me.
So there's a bit of a history with the foundation, and you've been there for a good bit of it. So it goes back a few decades, and the mission has evolved a bit over time, hasn't it?
It has, yes. So we were founded in 1977, originally founded to be a champion for Ashland's Hospital. And in 2021, our mission expanded to focus on community health and wellness and supporting people before healthcare needs become acute.
So has the deployment of programs and money changed with the mission?
It has. You know, we're seeing more interest in donors to support community-based organizations that are focusing on prevention and wellness, as well as supporting scholarships for healthcare workforce development.
So it's interesting we have these conversations about healthcare. We also had a conversation with the veterinarian yesterday with similar situations where there just seems to be shortages of people in key skill fields. I get that retirement is a major driver here because we're just past like the people of the baby boom at the highest years of the birth rate getting past their 65th birthday. So that accounts for people leaving the field, but are there just not as many people coming into the field, or is it just a greater need or some combination thereof?
I think it's a combination. You have also the impacts of COVID and the pandemic and people that left the field as a result of that to pursue other careers. You have people retiring. And I sat in on a recent presentation from the Oregon Health Authority that shows that within the healthcare sector, we have a large number of current healthcare workforce that is age 55 and above and will be looking towards retirement in the next 10 years or more. So we have a gap.
Okay. And so not as many people coming in as are departing?
Right. Yeah, we do have a need to recruit people to take and fill some of these openings.
Talk about that pandemic effect. That's an interesting side note here, but I know from experience my own doctor retired right smack in the middle of the pandemic. So what was going on there?
Well, that was a really hard time for not only our community and our country, but for your healthcare workforce providers. They were faced with, you know, being exposed, a high rate of exposure, masking requirements, vaccines, and then at the beginning of the pandemic were viewed as heroes, and towards the middle to end, that view shifted somewhat to create some villainization, if you will, in providers. And that's a challenge when you get into healthcare, and my understanding is people that are in this field, they're there to help and serve people and make them well and feel better. So they're caring and nurturing by nature.
Oh, and if stuff starts to complicate that or begins to feel like an abusive relationship, I could see why people get out of abusive relationships.
Yeah, sure.
We are talking to Stephanie Rowland, the executive director of the Ashland Community Health Foundation, about scholarships to get people into healthcare fields in the Rogue Valley. You can join us. We are live. That's the phone number. Let's go to the email address, which is jx@jeffnet.org. How long have you had any kinds of scholarship programs at the foundation?
Sure. Our scholarship program dates back to 2002. So we have a endowment for nursing scholarships, the William G. and Ruth T. Evans Endowed Nursing Scholarship, since it was established back in 2002, has generated and invested more than $1.3 million into nursing scholarships here locally in the Rogue Valley.
And that's quite a bit of money. And it doesn't all come from the people for whom the scholarship is named, right?
Right. So we do have a sizable endowment for that, but we also have continued contributions from community members to support that.
Okay. So how overall then for all these scholarship funds, I mean, how much money do you bring in at the foundation over the course of a year?
For scholarships, That's a good question. It really varies, and it varies based on, you know, philanthropy, the landscape of philanthropy for that year, but it could be anywhere from a few hundred thousand to in excess of $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 6 to 7 figures anyway. And then talk about the specific process of developing the Allied Health Scholarship Program.
Sure. So the Allied Health Scholarship Program was something that we started working on in 2021 and launched in 2022. And that was a partnership with RCC and looking at supporting their allied health students, the phlebotomy, pharmacy technicians, dental assistants, medical assistants, and then expanded that to include some EMS scholarships for paramedic EMTs. And that has grown and evolved, and we were fortunate enough to receive a named scholarship fund from the Barbara Roestingeer and Henry Oliver Foundation specifically for dental health and emergency health services.
Okay, so that tells me that it's not just, you know, doctors, nurses. We're talking about pretty much all the skill sets that are the people you may encounter first, for example, on an office visit, who also need to get the numbers beefed up on.
Right, yeah. We have a shortage in all levels, I think, of healthcare providers.
The addition of the EMS scholarships, was that a change to the programming at Rogue Community College, or was that from the foundation? How did that develop?
That was something we knew RCC offered as a program, and we had heard from local providers and community members that there was a need and something that we were interested in supporting.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the income you have for the program and the variety of allied health study programs at Rogue Community College, I mean, how many people can you give a boost to, and how big a boost?
So our scholarships for allied health cover 50% of tuition, and they can be a student at RCC or another potential eligible institution, as long as they intend to work in the Rogue Valley. And we really want to support people that want to be here. We want to support them so they can then support us when we need them. And again, yeah, 50% tuition.
50% tuition. And about how many students are on the Allied Health Scholarships?
So we have been able to fund, I want to say, up to this point, about 20 students. Mm-hmm. We're happy with the named fund that we've recently established to grow that to more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, over the course of, what, 2+ years, that's not insignificant.
No, yeah.
And how do students apply? Is it through the FAFSA, or is there a different process?
So they would come directly to our foundation website, and we have an application process there that's pretty straightforward. We're launching it, just launched it, and we're hoping for students that are in dental health or EMS that they can apply for scholarships by the end of July for their fall term cohort start.
Okay, and is there a need cutoff? I mean, is there an ineligibility point in income or something?
Yeah, these will be looking at financial need as a part of that, as well as their intention to stay in the Rogue Valley and their interest in the career. So there's not a cutoff per se. It'll be evaluated on a case by case.
And so do you stop at 20 scholarships, or do you stop at that when the dollars run out? Is it a number of scholarships or a number of dollars kind of thing?
It's a number of dollars, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we want to be able to invest these dollars as quickly as we can to support the students that need them.
Stephanie Rowland is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the executive director of the Ashland Community Health Foundation. We're talking about the Allied Health Scholarship Program with Rogue Community College. To help students get into fields in healthcare, not doctors and nurses, but a lot of the other skill sets that are involved in office visits, including dental. You can join us with your questions and comments to jx@jeffnet.org. I mentioned Rogue Community College. You said not just RCC, though. This can be used other places?
It can be used other places. So as long as the student is intending to work in the Rogue Valley and has a presence here already, they could be attending, for example, College of the Siskiyous or some other accredited qualified institution.
So that intention to work in the Rogue Valley, I mean, is there a specific time commitment to get the Allied Health Scholarship? Do you have to say a year, 2 years in the Rogue Valley, something like that?
No, we have that intention is something that we've always had in place with our nursing scholarship, and we've carried that through with Allied Health. And while that can be a hard thing to track long term, it's something that we do look at in their scholarship application of, okay, what are their roots in this community? What is their likelihood to stick around? And understanding that people may need to leave for whatever reason life happens, but the hope is that they will remain local. And we've seen a lot of success with that, with the nursing scholarship, that people remain local.
Well, that's a bit of an honor system, isn't it?
It is a bit of an honor system.
Mm-hmm. Is there a priority ranking of which skills you most want to get working? I mean, or is it a first come, first serve, or do you say, well, we need X number of dental techs and X number of EMSs, that sort of thing?
So it will be a mix based on the applications we receive. It really will vary from year to year. We may see a large number of applicants for one program and not so many for the other. And so it really is dependent upon the applications that we receive and how we allocate that.
And what do you hear back from RCC and maybe any of the other schools that the students could use the scholarships for? I mean, are their programs maxed out? Do they have room for more students, more people to train?
So that's a good question. I think that they have a good, robust program. I know certainly within their nursing program, they've even added a new cohort at RCC. There are... I'm not aware that they're maxed out, but I think they have good attendance and participation in these programs. And the hope is that these scholarships will encourage greater participation and inspire people to enter the field.
And then on the field end of things, when the training is done, I mean, I imagine there are practicums and things like that where the students actually are placed in some healthcare offices?
So what I understand, you know, is when these students are graduating, there are jobs readily available and multiple opportunities for students to sign on with local agencies, whether it's an EMS or a dental office. And I do know that I saw recently there's a partnership between that just launched between the Phoenix Talent School District and Mercy Flights to get students in the high school level credit towards their EMS certification so that they can move quickly into jobs upon graduation.
I'm glad you brought up the Phoenix Talent School District, because the fact is that the foundation used to limit scholarships to just Ashlanders, is that right?
No.
Okay. But you've done something about extending your focus to Phoenix and Talent as well as Ashland.
Sure.
With the foundation's work?
Mm-hmm. So we have in our past been limited or focused on the Ashland Talent region because that was the footprint primarily of the primary service area of the hospital. But with our expanded mission, we have folded Phoenix into that because we saw the need there, and the Phoenix and Talent communities are so linked by the school district as well as the aftermath of the fire.
Mm-hmm. So as you look at the use of the Allied Health Scholarships over the first couple of years of the existence, I mean, are there areas where you're thinking, boy, it'd be great if we could do this? And so what would this be?
I would love to see even more funding become available for scholarships so that we could support as many students as possible. It never feels good to say no. You want to be able to support everybody that has need. And if we can help in any way with that, we would like to do that.
So people can donate to the foundation for these particular scholarship funds, can't they?
They can. They can donate for our Allied Health Scholarship, our Nursing Scholarship, or even this particular fund, the Barbara Roastinger Oliver Scholarship Fund.
And how hard are you beating the bushes for more people to give to those funds?
Well, we always offer that as an opportunity, and this is a relatively new fund with this name, mm-hmm, scholarship, so this is really one of our first promotions around it.
Okay, so asking for some input in dollars, and then also asking for the students to apply. And you said the applications are, I did look the other day, they're up on the website, and so people can apply now.
People can apply now.
For the scholarships, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, what do they have to, I mean, is it also done in connection with the that financial aid form, the FAFSA?
So for our nursing scholarship, we do look at the FAFSA. The Allied Health is scholarship application is a little less intense. We ask for some different information for that because some of these Allied Health profession certifications, the start dates for those don't line up with the FAFSA.
Okay. All right. Well, lots going on at the Ashland Community Health Foundation, where Stephanie Rowland is the executive director. Thanks for joining us with some details about the scholarship programs.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back.